Hello.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah.
Hey, Ross, it's Bishoy here. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I called Dame, but she told me to give you a call instead. So I wanted to, because I did receive obviously the pictures of your electric bill. So I just wanted to go over that with you. Is now a good time?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now is a good time for me to go over it.
Sure.
Okay. So obviously I have reviewed your bill and I'm comparing everything to the system that we designed. I don't know if you recall during the consultation when we originally met, because obviously I'm looking at your electric bill last July, because I'm looking at this July, how much power you guys have used, and compared to last July in 2025. Your
Right.
usage last year, you were using 39.45 kilowatt hours every single day. For this
Right.
year, you guys are using 62.7 kilowatt hours a day, right? I'm just talking about the month of July. So
Right.
your usage had gone up,
Yeah, literally doubled.
So if you recall, and that's why I'm giving you a call just so we can be on the same page, your system is working. But if you recall during the consultation, when the first system that we designed, it was a total of 21 panels with the right amount of batteries. But when you guys saw the system, you guys said that either your usage was going to go down or you guys were having some people move out. So you guys weren't going to be using the same amount of power that, that's obviously that was shown in the system. So
Right.
you basically removed panels
Yeah.
because you guys said, no, our usage is going to go down. So remove panels. We just want to cover our future usage. So
Know.
we rem
Yeah, just two panels.
It was four panels. We had to remove four panels. We had to remove four panels, and we basically that's the system that you guys said, yeah, this is the right amount of usage that we're gonna use. We're not gonna use anymore. So later on, looking at
Well,
the, sorry, go for it.
basically, we've gone up 30 kilowatt hours since last year.
If you, and this is on your Edison bill, like it's not a number that I'm making up, if you don't mind.
Last year's bill was 30 kilowatt hours.
Sure. But why are we getting any relief at all? Nothing is coming off our Edison bill at all. Nothing from solar.
And it's also a question I had
I mean,
too.
split it
When
in half or something.
we lose power, we lose power to everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
I don't.
and that's, again, this is something that I was going to go over with you. I'm literally covering everything, like, little by little, so we can be on the same page. And we'll go over the batteries as well. And this is something that I just wanted to basically, have in front of you guys with from your electric bill. So if you can, you guys sent me page 3 of your Edison bill. Do you mind if you open that bill in front of you?
Oh, you got the bill?
I sent him three pages.
Do you have the bill?
No, I got it online.
No, she doesn't. We don't have the paper of the bill.
In the text message, in the group message that we have, if you can look at page 3 with me, because I have it in front of me right now.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got it right here.
I'm looking at it too.
Okay.
Let me know when you have it in front of you so we can go over it together.
Page three.
Yes, where it shows the bar graph.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, so if you look right in the middle of the page where it says your past and current electricity usage.
Yes.
So where it says total electricity you use this month in kilowatt hours, and then the bottom of it says total electricity you exported this month. So you guys actually sent 11 kilowatt hours, because at some point you guys weren't like using all of the power that your system, that your solar generated, so you sent it to Southern California Edison. But the number that I want you guys to take a look at, under that line, it says electricity usage, and it says last year, 39.45. This year is 62.70.
Yes.
So,
Different would be the motorhome, which we explained to you guys that we were, you know, the motorhome.
Just so we can all be on the same page, when we designed the original system, it was going to cover all of your electricity usage and a little bit more. But you guys requested that we remove some panels because the electricity usage is going to drop. It wasn't going to go more. It was actually going to go down because people were moving out. So we took away panels, but the opposite, and it shows on the electricity bill that the opposite actually happened. You guys are using more. Yeah.
Because it was not because we weren't going to use more or less or whatever. That had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I had said two panels. I didn't say four. I said two panels because it was the amount of our monthly payment. You know, you guys said, well, what would you be comfortable with? I gave you a number, and you said, well, we'd have to take away two panels. I said, fine, do it. It was two, and I didn't know it was four, but still, okay, even so, that sucks, but we should still see some relief.
Yeah, why pay two full bills? Mm-hmm.
You should still see
something. Pay them for the rent.
Yeah.
The damn stuff.
So, and just letting you know, like the electricity usage that it says there, and I can send you the breakdown of how your system is performing as well. You are basically using 1800 kilowatt hours on top of what the solar is generating. So the usage technically, it multiplied by two. So the solar, and I can send you the breakdown of how much power you guys consumed from your solar on top of how much power you guys consumed with Southern California Edison. So that would give you a better idea as of why the solar itself is not giving you all the amount that you're using. So it's still, when you're looking at both.
It's not giving us any relief. Our solar still should be giving us at least a couple hundred bucks relief, a couple hundred dollars relief, something. But it's not. It's the same. Our Edison bill is the exact same, if not more, than without the solar. I don't get that.
Yeah. So because and that's the part that I was trying to explain. And obviously, I'll give you a call again when I have all the numbers in front of me, so I can show you if without the solar at all, for the amount of power that you guys actually used, this is how much your Edison bill would have been. And because the solar is installed, this is how much solar and your Edison bill in regards of the total amount that you pay, this is how much you're actually saving. I'll get the actual graph so we can go over it. I'll send it to you guys so we can go over it. And then we can compare everything side by side.
Don't need to go over and fix it. Fix it.
Well, if you think you can, I don't know what you're going to show us. That's going to make it okay for it not giving us any relief at all, though. You know, we had somebody else look at our Edison bill and look at our contract and look at everything, and they still said it was wrong. You guys, that we should still be getting some kind of relief,
yeah.
And but they did suggest that we got some more batteries. That's what they suggested. If anything, but they didn't understand why we were still paying the full amount to Edison, why we weren't getting some kind of solar relief there.
So but, unfortunately, like because your usage had gone up more than what you used last year, so the amount is the same. So if you go back to your July of 2025, And this is something that you can pull online. Do you happen to recall how much you paid for July 2025?
Yeah, probably around $400 or $500.
No, listen.
We knew we just had the house remodeled, mm-hmm. so we had mini splits put in, and it was a new AC system or whatever. And these mini splits are supposed to be more economical too, because you only turn them on in the room, you know. But we do have the RV going, but it's still. We explained this to the person that came out and sold us the units itself. That and I only told them that I wanted to make it to the payments that we wanted to. And we said, is that still going to be plenty for the house? And he assured us that that would still be plenty for the house.
Yeah.
We still might have to pay something to look for electricity, but it would still be plenty to supply the house.
Mm-hmm. So the
we weren't paying as much last year as we are now because we're using more. I mean, God, it's been a really brutal freaking.
Yeah.
It's been horrible. Yeah. But. We just feel we're not getting the relief somewhere, whether it's on the solar panels or it's the batteries or what.
We will have once I have the graph, and so we can break down everything in regards to how much you would have been paying with Southern California Edison. The only thing that I'll leave you off as of now, obviously, until I have the graph with me. Last July, as you said, you guys were paying $450 to $500. Now your electricity usage doubled and you're paying that $470, the same amount. So wouldn't you think if your electricity usage have doubled, you would have been paying double if the system itself wasn't working?
No, because we should be getting some relief from the solar. Yeah. So now we should maybe, I don't know. We're paying for it. There's a lot of panels up there.
Mm-hmm.
What are those panels doing if we're still paying the, the $400, $500 a month electric bill?
Yeah, but at the same time, I completely get where you're coming from. It is obviously a lot of panels that are up there, but your usage has multiplied by two, yet paying the same amount.
And that's not every month, though. That's not every month, though. Because if you'll notice, last month, I don't know what the deal with that is. It's because last month it was $270.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird. And then this month it was, but it's still the same. If you go on the bill and it tells you how much Edison, how much solar we used compared to what Edison's taken out, and it's nothing. We're not using any solar compared to what Edison is saying on our bill, if you'll notice.
I'll get you do you happen to have a copy of June's bill as well?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Would you happen to have a copy of last month's June? Would you happen to have a copy of the bill?
Yeah, I could get that, but you can just see that on page one.
I'll still need to look at that bar graph. So I can know exactly the electricity.
Well,
the first one.
And picture that up or whatever.
Yeah, please.
I just have to go back in. But, okay.
Let me get the graph so we can.
You're going to get the graph. Where's these graphs? Why don't you have them now?
I have to request it from GoodLeap itself. It's not something that I just, because it's confidential information. It's your information. So I have to ask GoodLeap to send me a picture of that graph, and then we can go over them together.
Well, so we have the graph. Can we get the graph?
You should have it in on your app.
On our app? What app? On
your Edison app, I guess.
I'll send you the name of the app over text message, so you can basically log in to that app, and then it would literally tell you how much power your system is generating, how much power you're sending out to Southern California Edison, and how much power you are getting from Southern California Edison.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And you say that we're using, you know, all this much more and whatnot. We're, you know, we're, what can we do so to fix this? How can we're having, we have all this solar, we have the battery. How can we fix this problem? We can't not use our electricity.
Mm-hmm. So the other, obviously the other option would be to add to your existing system. But based off your usage, we will need to add we will need to add a lot of panels now because your usage has doubled.
But then our monthly, but you
how
can't,
much, how
can you prove?
Okay, I've got a question for you. If we add four more panels back, what would our payment be then?
If you add more panels, this is something that I'll need to check. If you just add four panels, but you will still basically owe money to Southern California Edison just because your electricity just doubled.
We're just going to break.
It's doubled.
Yeah. So I don't see that the solar panels are really, if we added the four more panels, right, and we're still using much more electricity, we'd still be yelling and screaming about, hey, what's this doing? It's not doing a damn thing for us, right?
Yeah, the only, obviously, if you want to eliminate all of the Edison bill, we'll need to obviously look at your actual usage, which is what you're using currently right now, and then we will need to add panels to cover all of your, which is doable, it's possible, but we will need to add more, definitely be more than four panels. It will need to be a lot more. If that's something that you're interested to look into, I'll be obviously more than happy to do that.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, since all this has been happening, I have been literally talking to so many people that have solar, and they use, especially right now during this hot summer, they use so much, and their freaking electric bill is like $10.
$10-$20. Yeah.
And they're using more, if not the same or more than they were before they got the, so what are they doing different? You know, mm-hmm. I know we're using more too. It's just, it's not making sense, though. It's not making sense. And it really doesn't make any sense, then. You're saying to buy four more panels, the payment will go up, and we're still not. We're still going to be.
Not getting any relief.
Yeah, we're still going to be paying then twice as much down to you guys, and then freaking still to the Edison. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll explain that part for you, right? So for your friends or neighbors that have solar panels, what basically would happen is during the original consultation that we, you know, that we, when we all met, during that consultation, when they had a consultation with another company, they usually tell them, hey, we're planning to do this. We're planning to do this. We're planning to do that. We're adding this, that we're adding four mini splits. We're adding two mini splits. We're adding a mobile home. We're adding all of this. So we're basically, when we're building out a system, we would say, okay, this is how much extra power that you will need. For, you know, when you do all of this additions, we can account for it, and you're basically not getting any bills from Southern California Edison. But what happened during the consultation was the opposite. When we looked at your bill, and we said, okay, this is how much power, this is how many panels you will need with solar to give you 110%, so 10% more electricity to cover your current usage right now. What happened was when we showed you that this is the amount of power that you need during the consultation, you guys were saying, no, our usage is actually going to go down, right? So we didn't account for any future usage. We accounted for your electric for, you know, the past year's usage, that it will even go lower than what we had. So when you guys did all the additions with the mini splits, with the mobile home, everything that you guys added, these things, they use a lot of power. A lot of power than
we'd already had that when we met with you guys and signed up.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was done.
Yeah, but at the same time, you guys were saying it's going to, you know, our usage is going to go lower.
So we were, it was still, what year, part of the year was it? It was January. It was still winter. You know, so we didn't know what the summer rates were going to be. But winter's more expensive, I think, than summer.
Yeah, the bill that we had, just letting you know, just so we would all be on the same page, it was from October 2024 to October 2025. Yeah. That's the bill that we had. So when we met them, we said, are you planning to add an electric vehicle? Are you planning to add any type of appliances? When we had the consultation, you guys actually said, no, our usage is going to drop.
Yeah.
It's not going to go up. So we said, okay, then.
We did tell you about the RV because we had the RV. The RV gone. We had built the electric panel thing for the RV. We had that.
When did you guys get the RV, if you don't mind me asking?
Huh?
When did you guys get the RV, if you don't mind me asking?
We had the RV there for since we moved in here.
2.5 years.
Yeah, about 2.5 years.
Okay, so that's basically what's happening, and that's why you guys are seeing a second bill, is because and again, I'm glad that we're both on the same page on this. Your usage had doubled, so it was covering your 2025, basically your electric usage for all 2025 and end of 2024. But when your electric bill, when your usage had doubled, obviously that's when you start pulling electricity from Southern California Edison. And I'm more than happy to get you the graph, and then I can show you, okay, without solar, this is what you would have been paying with Southern California Edison. This is how much solar is saving you right now. But if you guys would like to see what things would look like if we cover all of your electricity usage, so you're basically eliminating your electric bill with Southern California Edison, obviously I'm more than happy to show you that, and then we can go over that option as well.
Yeah. I'd like to see how much we would be paying if you guys were to cover everything. We weren't paying anything to Edison. How much the monthly you'd be paying a month.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to show you that. In the meantime, if you can, sorry to ask you about this, if you can send me the June 2026 bill, and I can work on, just basically to, that option that we were talking about. How much will it need?
Last year's bill at this time?
No, just last month.
26, last month.
Just last month.
Oh, last month. Oh,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
Last month.
And then you're going to send me an app.
Yeah, I'll send you the name of the app so you can download it, and then you can see how your system is performing, how much power your system is making, and then
and then with everything that we got, we'll get together, but we'll meet again or talk again.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Thank you guys very much for the call, and then please send me that picture right away, and then obviously I'll once I have the graph, I'll give you guys a call, and then we'll go over everything again together.
Okay.
Okay. Send it to Janelle's phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send it to the group message that we have together.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you guys very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.